Right. My wife's got a bow and she likes to shoot too, but with the young ones, we haven't done it much because it's one of those things where you got to shoot for 20 minutes while they're napping, and that's the extent of it. So I do enjoy archery. But yeah, man, check out Ewell. Those guys are great. And then I called, I forgot what other shop I called. It might have been the one in Fenton. I've never dealt with them, but definitely worth shopping around. Moore wanted to charge me $1,300 for the same bow I bought for $999, so take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, this guy that I went and saw, he had some 24 inventory and some 23 inventory, so he had some stuff on sale, and he was being reasonable. Like, don't get me wrong, like, he was trying to help me out, get me into something. He had an extra ready-to-shoot package from one of the entry-level bows that he was like, man, if you're, you know, why don't you buy a better bow and we'll put this ready-to-shoot package on the bow, and then you can upgrade piece by piece. And it was making a lot of sense, and he wasn't just trying to oversell me. Like, don't get me wrong. He was like, hey, I can get you into this one, which is below flagship, above entry, you know, and trying to get me a good deal. It's just, like you said, it's before you know it, you got $2,500 into this thing, and I can't shoot in my backyard. I have to go somewhere to shoot. So it just makes it a little bit different, and that's why I need to make sure that my daughter's going to stay involved in it, that it makes sure that I can get out and shoot, you know, once a week or once every other week or whatever it may be.